Now we cross over to Germany. We're joined on the line by German journalist Martin Lejeune. Martin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam, akhi.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. There's been two incidents now in the past few days in Germany, in Munich. Perhaps you can begin by summarizing for us the first incident that took place on Friday night.
On Friday night, a young 18-year-old Iranian guy shot at least 9 people dead in the city center of Munich. He had someone who helped him, who was a 16-year-old young Afghan. So this happened Friday evening. Then, yesterday 10 p.m. local time in Ansbach, 2 hours away by car from Munich, a 27-year-old Syrian did a explosion with an explosive device, killing himself. And the Minister of Interior of Bavaria says that this is the first suicide attack in Germany, in German history. And also the Islamic State agency called AMAC agency that supports Islamic State Daesh, ISIS, says that this 27-year-old Syrian attacker of Ansbach, 2 hours away from Munich, would be a soldier of the Islamic State. So this happened yesterday, 10 p.m., and security agencies and police forces are pretty much alarmed because of these two attacks, the mass shooting and the blast last night.
Yes, now, you know, speaking about the first attack, CNN had a clip of a caller saying she heard Allahu Akbar, implying the killer was Muslim. Are these staged callers to push an agenda?
I do not have any proof that the Friday evening or Friday afternoon mass murder and shooter had any Islamic Muslim background. I doubt it. He calls himself David. There are some hints that he may converted to Christianity, and there's no proof that this shooter, the Munich offender, is a Muslim. And I have no official confirmation by police or government spokesperson that this had any Islamic background. On the contrary, the 27-year-old Syrian who committed the suicide attack with an explosive device yesterday night in near Munich, police found a mobile phone, I think at his home, but I'm not sure about it. But police found a mobile phone saying that this was his mobile phone. And on the mobile phone, they say they found a video recorded by the suspect who committed suicide with the explosive device, saying that he committed this attack in the name of Allah, and that Islamic State urged him to do this. But this is all I have heard by a government spokesperson and law enforcement officers. So whether this is true or not, I cannot say. I'm just telling you what the public statements are.
Yes, now, when you look at how mainstream media has been covering this, were you disappointed how CNN and other mainstream media outlets have already been blaming Muslims for the attack before anything even known about the attacker?
Unfortunately. Of course, you and me and all our brothers and sisters know that these crimes against humanity, this terrible homicides and suicides are against Islam and have nothing to do with our religion. But media blame Islam for that and try to connect these criminals with the religion. And already people's media, mass media in the Western countries draw a very negative image of Islam, abusing these crimes and abusing the victims of these crimes in order to present a very bad picture of Islam. And I think this must stop. We now must act very sensitive, and we have to take, we as a journalist, we have to take responsibility for our community and for our coexistence among all people, whether they are religious or not. And we should not split society. We should stand together in peace and in freedom, and we should not spread hate amongst each other.
Yes, now tell us more about this attack that took place in the one that you referred to, that's 2 hours away from Munich, the Syrian ISIS.
In Ansbach. It's a 41,000 inhabitants town, 41,000 inhabitants, and the 27-year-old Syrian attacker wounded 15, three of them pretty seriously. The explosive device contained some metal that could have harmed a lot of people. He was entering a facility of a music festival happening yesterday night. The music festival was attended by 2,500 people, but apparently he could not present a valid ticket for the music festival. So security stopped him, prevent him from entering the compound of the music festival, and he blew himself up in the entrance in the entrance facility of the music festival. So afterwards, after the explosion, the music festival was stopped and evacuated. All 2,500 guests had to leave home, and more than 200 policemen came to the crime scene. The city was locked up. Even a hotel and some private homes were evacuated. And even special forces came, federal criminal police, security and intelligence officials. And then earlier this day, this mobile phone was found with the video that proves, according to government spokesperson, and I quote, Islamistic background, this is a quote, I don't like this word, Islamistic, but this is how government spokespersons talk these days. And what I want to tell you is that now there is a new mood against refugees. Last year, in the summer of 2015, refugees were welcomed to Germany. A million of Syrian refugees were entering Germany through the border of Austria, and they were welcomed. And now, after these recent terrorist attacks in Germany, you know, the mood is changing against refugees. People feel that these refugees abuse the asylum seeking and abuse the hospitality, and one woman pretty scared in this city of Ansbach, where I am right now. I went from Munich to Ansbach this morning to the second crime scene. A woman told me, oh, I'm so offended by these people. We gave them hospitality and they abuse it, and we welcome them, and what do they give back to us? They kill us. And unfortunately, this is how many not well-educated people in Germany think right now that they welcome people, and now these people, that they think now these people that they were welcomed will slaughter them. So, but this is pretty much influenced by this negative media coverage of these terrible attacks.
Yes, it's unfortunate that these events have taken place, and it only serves the agenda of we know who it does.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
We appreciate your time and the update that you've given us, and we continue to pray for the Muslims in Germany.
Allah ease the plight. Of course, we pray for all souls of the victims and that we raise. And please, I want to say a last statement. Please let us pray that people are still welcomed. Refugees need our help. Refugees need our solidarity. If just one or two guys do something wrong because they are psychologically ill, that doesn't mean that all 1 million Syrian refugees are like that. You know, all of them are peaceful. There are just one or two who are in a wrong condition or in a bad condition. So let's do not generalize, please.
Absolutely. That is an important message, undoubtedly. Brother Martin, Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much. Alaikum assalam.